Nolte, Basic Facts Wrong in Cassidy Hutchinson's Anti-Trump Book. By John Nolte on September 29, 2023. Anti-Trump fabulous Cassidy Hutchinson has been caught being a fabulist again, this time in her anti-Trump book. If you recall, Hutchinson is the 26-year-old lunatic former White House staffer who told the disgraced January 6 committee that then-President Trump grabbed the wheel of a Secret Service vehicle and assaulted a Secret Service agent so he could join the January 6 mostly peaceful protest at the United States Capitol. At the time, it was a ludicrous lie, one only CNN and Fox News could believe. And the Secret Service quickly said no such event occurred. Why Hutchinson wasn't brought up on perjury charges is obvious. If you oppose Trump, you can do anything you want. From rioting, looting, arson, and murder to audacious perjury. Despite being exposed as a lunatic shameless liar, naturally, Hutchinson scored a sweet book deal, and naturally, the publisher had no interest in checking basic facts like this beauty. Hutchinson's new memoir claimed that Trump's former chief of staff Mark Meadows, who is a devout Baptist, never drank alcohol in his life before downing multiple White Claws in the White House in November 2020, apparently unaware that they contained alcohol. In her new book Enough, Hutchinson said that Meadows consumed the first beverage in front of White House Budget Director Russ Vought, who she claimed is a faithful Mormon. This is a funny and light-hearted story, but there's just one major problem: none of it appears to be true. After this story was reported, Vought jumped on X to debunk every piece of it, including clarifying that he is not Mormon. This story from Cassidy is a total fabrication. "I'm not a Mormon and this interaction with Mark never occurred," wrote Vought. And this brings me to my most important point. If Cassidy Hutchinson is willing to lie about the little things, imagine the lies she tells about things that actually matter. Not that anyone in our wretched elite cares. She was already caught fabricating a truly fantastic lie about Trump getting into a physical altercation with a Secret Service agent. Nevertheless, the fabulous still scored a book deal. And where's the fact-checking? From the looks of it, no one bothered to contact Meadows or Vought. What kind of person invents this kind of stuff out of thin air? Easy answer. Jake Tapper's kind of person. Yep, even though her claim Trump brawled with a Secret Service agent annihilated her credibility, Jake Mr. Integrity Tapper hosted Hutchinson this week to help her boost book sales. The write-up link does not even mention her Secret Service lie. What a disgraced clown election meddler Tapper has become. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. If you enjoy the book, Amazon reviews help enormously. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.